Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 and welcome to another Sunday of Let's Talk with Minister Sheila and I. This is Cecilia. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for your God-given prayers for us. I thank God for your support. I thank God for everything that you're doing to obey the call of God on your lives. And also, I just thank God for him being God. He's faithful. He's just everything that we could ever need or want. He's everything that we desire because he's our father, he's our friend, he's our brother, he's our sister, he's our confidant, he's our God. He is Lord of lords, he is King of kings, he's always in control. I mean, I just appreciate everything that God is doing for each and every one of us. I appreciate you because everything that you're doing, I know, is when it's God-given, it's blessed. And so I thank God for you being a blessing. I thank God for you obeying the call of God on your life. You know, I have so much to thank God for. I mean, my sister, Minister Sheila, always starts off prayers thanking him. And I just thank God for that, her desire to thank God for everything that he does. So let's begin with a prayer. Father God, we glorify you and we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your angel of protection encamped all around us. We thank you that your word reminds us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say of the Lord that we are only just pilgrims in this land. We're passing through, and as we're passing through, we thank God for his favor. We thank God for his yoke-destroying anointing. We thank God for the many blessings that he's placed on our life. We thank God that we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. We thank God that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank God for everything that he's doing, everything that he's saying, every instruction that he's given us, every blessing that he's given us, every correction that he's given us. God, we thank you and we glorify you. We lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto you, Father God. We thank you, for we know that you are the potter and we are the clay. So, God, we thank you for molding us and making us. We thank you for even what you do when you're correcting us, God, because when you correct us, we know it's all working out for our good. So we thank you, God. We thank you for not only our brothers and our sisters in ministry and our natural brothers and sisters, God, but we thank you for your angels that are encamped all around us. We thank you for your love. God, we have so much to thank you for. We thank you for our jobs, our businesses. God, we thank you for the people in ministry that are our mentors and mentees. God, we thank you for teaching us that there are many things in life that will happen, but we're to look to the hill that comes our help. God, we know that our help comes from the Lord. So thank you for sending us a comforter. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for the glory, your Shekinah glory. Thank you for the peace and the healing and the wholeness that's in your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for today. Another thing of Let's Talk while we're on the road, God. And not only are we on the road going here and there, some of us are in our homes. Some of us are at our jobs. We're various places, God. But the main thing that we love is that there is no place that we can go that you're not with us. So thank you for being with us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So I thank God for each and one of you. You know, so many times we may think that things aren't going our way. And the main thing we want to know is that if our way is different from God's way, then we don't want things to go our way. We want things to go God's way. We want to be in the perfect will of God. And the perfect will of God, there's healing, there's wholeness, there's blessings, there's yoke-destroying anointing, there's peace. And sometimes when we don't understand what's going on, it's because we're no longer in the peace of God. We're no longer in the presence of God. The word of God shall not return unto him void. How many of you really believe that? Well, I know that that's true. And so therefore, my quest in life, my goal in life, my objective in life, my journey in life that I desire is one that is always looking for agreement and alignment with the word of God. And so I love it because God told us we have not because we ask not. But some of us are asking, and we're saying, oh, we're asking amiss, you know, like the Word of God says. Well, sometimes it's not that we're asking amiss, and sometimes it's not that we're asking things that's not in agreement with God, but sometimes we have to learn how to wait, because sometimes God isn't saying no as a completely absolute no. Sometimes it's no, not right now. Years ago, I asked God for something, and I prayed for it. And you might say, well, how long? Well, I was 13. When I was 13 years old, I was searching for God in a way that I can't even explain it. I just was searching for God. I don't know what happened at age 13 that I knew that I had to see God for myself. My mom had been praying for me. My family members had been praying for me. But now I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I had to see God for myself. I had to go before God. And I wasn't just asking God for things, but I was asking God for understanding. I was asking God for his presence. I was asking God for his will to be done in my life. I mean, a young African-American girl growing on the west side of Chicago, gangs and every type of thing going on, I needed to know from God that not only that I was in his will, but I needed to know from God that I could hear him. You know, because I was having dreams and I was having visions, and it was where I didn't understand. It was like, okay, this was something that was new to me. God was speaking to me in such a vivid way. So I needed to understand what he was saying. Yes, you can go to your mom, you can go to your dad, and you can go to various leaders in the church. And sometimes what we have to remember is that that's what they're there for, but God gives understanding as well. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Many of us are trying to get to God through the priest, through the prophet, through the minister, through the evangelist, through the teacher. And we forget that we can get to God ourselves. There's nothing wrong with them helping us and praying with us and for us. But this is an individual walk that we can have with him because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. So as we seek to understand life, and as we seek to understand the things of God, the Holy Spirit is a great, great, great teacher. But we have to know how to hear God's voice through the instructions that he's given us, through the various things, whether it's the wind blowing and it's calm, and he wants you to see the calmness of the trees, and he wants you to see the calmness in the rain, and to remind us that God can speak and use any and everything he wants to use. But it's up to us to be in a posture and in a place to hear him. There's lots of clutter going on, whether it's this or that happening on your job, in your family, whatever is happening. And it doesn't matter what's happening. But what matters is, does that have your attention, and does that get your attention more than God? Many of us have to realize that sometimes we're allowing things and people to get our attention, and it's distracting us from God. It's pulling us away from God. So what are those things? What are those things that's pulling you away from God? What are those things that's pulling you away from the presence of God? What are those things that are distracting you from God? When you know what those things are, it's good to go to God and ask God, God, what do I need to do to stop allowing this thing right here to appear to be bigger than you? What do I need to do, God, so that I understand that this thing is not bigger or greater than you? And so sometimes it's a situation that have made you angry, for the word tells us to be angry but sin not. Sometimes it's because we have forgotten that the battle is not ours, it belongs to the Lord. Sometimes it's because we've gotten our eyes off God because there's so much stuff going on around us that we forget to lay, every weight that would so easily beset us. We forget to lay it aside. We forget to cast our cares on God. There are things going on in life that, like I said, appear to be bigger and greater than God. But the reality of it is that they're not. There's nothing bigger and greater than God. There's no one bigger, greater than God. There's no situation, no circumstance, no nothing. You may say, well, that's easy for you to say because you're not in the hurricane area. You're not in the storm area. And I agree that some people have been devastated recently by hurricanes, monsoons, and various things, and they're still not greater than God. I've not only lived through those before, I've been someone that lost things because of them. I have volunteered and went to help out with them and things of that sort. And so I understand that when your electricity is off and you just bought hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of food and now you don't have it, you're standing in lines to get water or milk or whatever you need for your children or for yourself, and they run out before you get there. I mean, I understand that I'm not there feeling what you feeling, but I understand that when those things happen, they appear to be greater. I understand that in the line for gas and they run out, and I mean, just so much. But somebody somewhere would love to be able to stand in a line somewhere, to drive and go somewhere. And somebody's laying in a bed. Someone doesn't have the right facilities of their mind. Someone is dealing with a lot of things, and somebody doesn't even have the mind capacity to even think and to even analyze what's going on, to even come up with different alternatives and resolutions. Someone out there would love to be able to try to understand something. So, you know, sometimes we take our mental capacities for granted when we forget there's some mentally challenged people out there, whether it's bipolar disease, depression, manic depression, whatever it is. We forget that some of them don't have the ability to see what's really going on. They see what they think is going on, and it's not real. They can't tell what's real and what's not real for various reasons. And so that's a thing that we have to be grateful and thankful for, that we can actually analyze a situation. We can actually look and understand that today is Sunday. Somebody can't even do that, whether it's dementia, Alzheimer's, just various things going on. Brain aneurysms, cancer. Just there's so much going on in society that people are dealing with. And I know there's a lot of people upset about various things, dealing with the politics, presidency, government, for governors, mayors, just various things. But the main thing we need to be concerned about is our lives with and before God. What is it that's distracting you? What is it that's trying to hinder you? Whatever it is, give it to God. If it's something that you need to do to get right, get it right. Get it right before God. God is faithful. And not only is he faithful, he's given us the Comforter. Once again, he's given us his Comforter. And the Comforter is not just here for us to speak in tongue. And that's a wonderful thing, because sometimes we've gone through so much and dealt with so much, the fiery darts from the left and the right, till the Holy Spirit of God has been sent to comfort us, to build us up, to build up one another. And as these things happen, and it draws us closer to God, and it draws us to a place of such strength, and a level of understanding his glory and the fact that we're in it. Do you know that some people don't even understand when they're in the presence of God? They know there's something going on, but they can't identify it. some people will call it various names. You know, they'll be, are you in the awe? Are you in the, just various names that they will come up with that I don't even want to, you know, mention, because there's a lot of people that are very religious and they're not calling the glory of God and the presence of God that. They're giving it all types of names. And it amazes me when people are talking about, well, you know, the man upstairs, they're giving God all types of names, but he's God. He's Jehovah God. When you look at the names of God, Jehovah Nissi, I can look through the word of God from Genesis to Revelations, and I don't see him called the man upstairs. I can look through Genesis to Revelations, and I don't hear him called some of the names that we call him. He is called our Father, and we know that that means he's our Daddy God. He's our Papa God. But nowhere does Jehovah God, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Adonai ever say God is a man upstairs or the man. Because, see, we have to remember we cannot and should not try to bring God down to a familiar place with us. We don't need for him to be in a familiar place with us. We need to get higher. We need to lift up God. We need to get to a place that we know that we have to go higher, not that he has to become lower, because we already know that he will reach way down in the miry clay and he will pick us up. We already know that God will go wherever we are, because there's nowhere that you can hide from God. The word of God lets us know that you can't go hide in the sea. You can't go hide in the forest. I mean, they show you in the word of God even where Adam and Eve tried to hide from God. So you can't hide from God. God is everywhere all the time. So let's not try to hide from God. Let's try to make it where that we know that we're in the presence of God. We're in his presence. If we say he's Alpha and Omega and that he's everywhere all the time, then how can you say that I was so-and-so, so-and-so, but God wasn't there? No, tell the truth. You were so-and-so, so-and-so, but you were out of the will of God or hadn't spoken to God in so long, so you were, I'll just use the word ignorant to his and unaware of his presence. Let's not say one thing and then contradict what we said with something else. He's everywhere all the time. He's Alpha and Omega. And then, well, I don't know what happened. God wasn't there. No. Was it that he wasn't there? No. That wasn't what it was. You were unaware of his presence. You were out of his will. And so it was all about feelings. Well, I didn't feel him. It doesn't say that he's only Alpha and Omega when we feel him. It does not say that. It doesn't say that he's everywhere all the time when we feel him. We get caught up in emotionalism. Let's get out of the emotionalism. Yes, God knows how to make us feel peace. Yes, no, God knows how to calm the storm. Yes, God knows how to do all of that. But let's not make it about a feeling. We know that God is faithful. We don't have to feel that God is faithful. We know that God is God. He's Lord of lords and kings of kings. We know this. So we don't have to wonder if he is, because we know it. So since we know this and we know God is just who he said he is, let's stop acting like we need to feel. Feel is all about feeling. It's wonderful to feel love. Feelings are beautiful because God gave them to us. But let's know that God is bigger, greater than our feelings. You know what I love about God? Is that it was the other day I woke up and I was in a place of repentance. I was just repenting for things I hadn't repented for in a long time, and maybe some things that I haven't even thought about repenting about. Well, I bring that up because once I went from repenting to thanksgiving and glorifying God and magnifying God, it wasn't about a feeling, but it was about knowing that in the worship, in the prayer, in the things that I was dealing with right then, that God himself, his Holy Spirit, was in the room with me. And I felt something that wasn't measured about a feeling. You know, and what I mean by I felt it, I didn't feel like goosebumps and all of that stuff. I just knew. You know how you can feel something just because you know it? It's not an emotional thing. It's just I knew God was there, and his Holy Spirit was praying with me and through me, and I knew that God was restoring me and refilling me because I had been through such a battle with fatigue and because from work and school and things in life, you know, sick family members with, you know, more than 85% of cancer in their body trying to destroy them, people dealing with heroin and other drug addictions, and people dealing with financial difficulties and challenges, and people dealing with types of homelessness where they were had a place to stay, but it wasn't what they really wanted. You know, just various things, transportation issues. I could just go on and on with all of the things. And God told me to call someone and to pray for them. And when I called them, they didn't answer the phone. And God let me know that me praying for them wasn't predicated on them answering the phone, but he told me to pray for them. So then I left the voicemail and prayed for them just like God told me to. And then when they called me back, I told them, I said, God told me to pray for you. I left it on your voicemail. I said, can you please agree with me in the prayer that God told me to pray for you? And the reason that I know it was a God thing, because it wasn't anything that I had thought about or even wanted to do. And so how do I know that? I know that it was God, because the very thing that God told me to pray for that person and that I asked them to agree with me, it less than 24 hours came to fruition. It wasn't about a feeling. It was about obedience. It was about obeying what God had said to do. And when it manifested, I knew that I knew that I knew that it was nobody but God. I knew that God had did it. Not that Cecilia had did it. I knew that God had did it. So when you know that you know that you know that God has done something, it's not always about a feeling. I didn't need to feel that he had did it, because I knew that he had did it. I didn't need to feel that he wanted me to pray. I just needed to pray. So when you're trying to figure out if you're truly obeying God, when you're trying to figure out if you're truly in his presence, let's know that, let's get into a posture of being with him, praying and asking for his presence, loving him and obeying him so much so till it'll be more than a feeling. It'll be a knowing. You know that there's oxygen in the air. You don't feel it. You know that your heart is beating. You don't always feel it. You know that your hand is moving to the left or to the right, or that you can do it. You know that when you start up the car and it's moving, it's not because you feel the car's different things that it's doing in order to move, but you know that you're in the car, and it's a sense of the innovative things that God has given us to let us know that humankind was able to create a vehicle, even when you're in an airplane and different things, that it's not about you feeling that it's moving. You just know that it's moving. So let's get to a place that we don't have to feel God's presence. We know his presence is there, just like we know the oxygen is there that we're breathing, just because we know God's going to do everything that he said he's going to do. Why? Because we know it. We're not wondering. We know it. So we're going to end the program today with just that, knowing that you're in his presence, and it's getting us getting past these feelings that we feel that we have to have, but to a place of knowing. Let's know God. Let's know that we're in his presence. Let's know that he loves us. Let's know that we're in his will. Let's know that we're blessed. Let's know that we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Let's know that we love our brothers and our sisters. Let's know that although we're only human, that God is perfecting us. Let's know it. Father God, we thank you for the program on today. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us. We thank you for speaking. We thank you for us listening. We thank you for us obeying. We thank you for us knowing that we're in your presence. We thank you, God, for the privilege of being in your presence, the honor of being in your presence. God, we ask you for more of your glory to be manifested in our lives. We ask you, God, for miracles, signs, and wonders. God, we ask you for when we enter the room that the enemy and the demons would not just tremble, God, but that we would cast them out in Jesus' name. And that it's not that we would cast them out because we're so suchy-muchy, but it's that we would cast them out to give you the glory, to give you all the praise. God, cause us to walk in your glory. Cause us to have favor with kings and queens. God, cause us to know that we know that we know that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. And God, that we have the power and the authority that you've given us in Jesus' name to do everything that your word says that we should do from Genesis to Revelation. Thank you for your glory, God. Thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing, God. Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the authority that you've given us for being your sons and your daughters. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for wholeness. Thank you for being blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We glorify you. We magnify you, God. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. We lift up Jesus, and he's drawing all men unto him. God, we glorify you, we glorify you, we glorify you, we glorify you. God, we give you all the glory and all the praise. God, we magnify your name. We give you glory, God, we give you glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Bye-bye. Don't forget our foundational scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget about tomorrow night, when there shall be iron sharpening iron with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, same phone number that you call in. Don't forget about our own Elder Kendo on Friday nights at 9 p.m. So call in and be blessed. Thank you. Bye-bye. Minister Sheila, can you disconnect the line so that we can enjoy the Lord? And if you have something to say, just go ahead and share it, and we can go off the air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Oh, God, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I thank you. I can't thank you enough for another day of life and love and pleasure of being with you another day and with my sisters of blood and spirit. And thank you for each and everyone that's listening. God, I thank you to bless each and every man, woman, child, every human on this earth. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for letting me be able to participate in this morning service. Excuse me for not being able to speak earlier, but yet I'm at work. But I thank you for at least me having the word to say, God, I thank you. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless each and every one of us to know that you are the one and the only one, the only true Father that we could ever have that has life for us with no harm, no hurt, all love and pleasure. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank everyone, and I want you to have a safe, blessed day. God, have mercy on me. I thank you. Amen. Goodbye.